Unfortunately, it was a doomsday scenario for the Power on the weekend. Injuries to key players, a kick after the siren that cost them the all-important 4 points. And Michael Voss has been good enough to join us. Vossie, thanks for having a chat.
No worries.
Vossie.
Oh, the last 2 minutes, I'm sure you've seen it a few times. I bet your players would like their time again.
Yeah, well, in those moments, we don't get it done when we did a lot right. Really disappointing. And what hurts probably more is that, our effort across the whole day was fantastic. Especially late, as you highlighted, the injuries, lack of rotations, guys hung on. We played some pretty good footy throughout the night, but we walk away with them finishing that way and not the 4 points, so it hurts a little bit.
I'm sure you would have or plan to look at the last couple of minutes with the players. What would you advise them to do differently?
Well, we'd like to hide the ball a little bit more. So we sort of felt like that we had ample opportunities where we probably could have denied West Coast the ball. I guess in that time, as players too, it's all been really clear on the time of the clock and how long ago. And we sort of felt like when looking back over the game the last sort of 2.5 minutes, that we could have taken at least, 30, 40 seconds off the clock. But that's identifying that situation. We didn't in this instance, but we'll keep, emphasising those things, making sure our messages are really clear and so the players are really clear at the right time.
Put the support around on the field for us, Vossie, in that last minute and 50 or 83 seconds, 8 points up. How much did the coaches put on the leadership? What was said out there, albeit a runner or one of the leaders, to the players? And let's just say when Cleary had ball in hand.
Yeah, well, normally, obviously it's a player's game in those instances, but the scenario is slightly different in that there hadn't been a goal kicked for a little while. So normally, centre square bounces is where you might be able to be really clear with the scenario. But the actual scenario is evolving, as the seconds were unfolding. In the breaks, you normally get a chance to go out and sort of say, okay, this is what we're doing. And then it's really clear. But when it's unfolding, the runners have to do that on the fly and there's a lot to consider. So I guess the important thing is knowing the time and then sort of being really clear on what we're trying to achieve. And, the scenario that you're talking about there is, as a team, do you continue to take territory on the field and, maybe even force the ball out of bounds or are you trying to keep a hold of the ball? And, we talked through that quite a lot and, we sort of felt like that was a scenario where we should have maintained possession. And but that goes into the learning for us and, we're a lot clearer on what we need to be able to do next time.
McGovern puts himself forward. He's one of the best contested markers in the land. What did the defenders say about the matchup with that? And was it discussed or did it happen far too quickly? Again, for the fans that are listening, the learnings.
It did happen pretty quick. But we certainly could have made some adjustments there. Most of the matchup for McGovern though on the night was Aidan Johnson did a pretty good job.
I thought he did too.
He's given away some centimetres. So in that instance, we should have been able to get the ball to ground. There's enough players down there to make that happen. And it's such a game of centimetres. Even the ball that came out of the clearance was, almost smothered. But doesn't happen. A little bit later in the setup, and he's able to take a mark. And I must admit, when he was going to back, I wasn't that confident going to miss, given the fact there was some flashbacks there to the last
same spot almost.
Particular scenario. But why it hurts, as you said, we didn't get that last part right. And I think also at the same time, what we have to be really clear on is there's some real encouragement in the way that we are playing, and there's lots of great parts to our game that found ourselves in a position against a very good side to be in front for the entirety of the game, and we sort of feel like we're getting closer and closer to what it needs to look like, and if we can just make sure that we're finishing off some scoring opportunities and we can really close out some of these moments, that'll put us in a really strong position in these games going forward.
Just one final one on that last little bit. You had an extra one at the stoppage. You had an extra one behind the ball. Were you comfortable with that's what you wanted in terms
of...
Yeah,
we were, yeah. Yep. Yeah, we were. I mean, you could tinker with a metre here and a metre there, but You know, there's enough players. I think it might have been, I can't remember the actual number. There might have been 8 or 9 players that were actually already behind the ball, and we had, you know, shape off the side of the centre square bounce. But, you know, ideally, we're probably winning that contest, and, you know, even at stoppage, and and we're sort of just taking another 14 or 15 seconds off the clock. That just denies them that opportunity.
You led for 105 of 105 minutes. It was that last kick that put him in front. This team is second on the ladder. I'm just wondering, the group, the overwhelming emotion of the group, not immediately after, maybe today. What is it?
Oh, the immediate feeling. Everyone was hurting. You know, but when you get to Monday, it has to be considered. And then, you know, by tomorrow, we move forward. That's what we ask of our players. You know, we have to get into next week in Collingwood and really channel our focus in there. The season is really important. You know, it's very close. And I want to sort of stress, you know, that there's lots of encouragement in our play. And it's very easy to narrow in on something that, you know, didn't work for us on the night. And we'll pull that apart and we'll make sure that we get better in that scenario. But there's a lot of other parts of the game that that we are getting right against some really quality opposition. You know, and those couple of areas of, you know, would like to hit the scoreboard a little bit more clearly. And then, you know, these moments when they come up, we obviously like to deal with them a little bit better. So, and if we get those two things right, then I think that, you know, we're certainly putting ourselves in a really strong position.
I think more the emotion I was trying to get from it, again, to put the fan in that room afterwards. I mean, did anyone kick the Kool-Aid box? Did a chair get thrown? Was there anger?
Was
there
frustration? Pretzels.
I mean, I think Port supporters, overwhelmingly, the text, the emails we're getting, Vossie, is, I'm sick of hearing we've got to take learnings from it. You've had a lot of times to learn, Vossie. That group has had a lot of scenarios to learn.
Yeah, that's fair call. We certainly want to get it right. So it's not the intent to try your guts out and not come away with the
point. Oh, I know.
So you know, and when you describe the feeling is, well, you know, to me, put yourself in a scenario where you've worked really hard. You feel like you've got a lot right, but you don't walk away with a win. You know, when you walk away and you know that you haven't had the effort, you know, you're disappointed, but you sort of move on pretty quick. Whereas these ones, you know, stay with you because, and so they should, because, you know, that's what you're risking. You're risking the win and you're risking the loss. But you've got to put yourself out there all the time. And you know, my old coach used to always talk about percentages and putting yourself in the opportunity, and we've given ourselves plenty of opportunities to be able to be in a better position than where we are now. What we haven't been good enough is be able to make sure that we close out those opportunities. But I'll still take that same scenario next time if it means that we've got an opportunity to win against a very good side.
Yeah, well said, Vossie, well said. Charlie Dixon went to Sportsman. He's had his ankle done. Have you got a report?
No, not as yet, other than outside of what everyone knows. He'll obviously get the necessary treatment from here. There's no new information. You know, his obviously season is more than likely over, so he'll get his rest and look forward to seeing him hopefully on Wednesday so the boys can get around him.
Let's have a talk about some of the other guys who hopefully aren't as serious. So let's start with Paddy Ryder. What's the synopsis? I heard someone say less than 50% chance of playing this week, but I'll tell you what, at halftime when he walked off, I was thinking far more serious than that. So that's potentially not a bad result.
Yeah, well, it's a little bit of a genuine angle for him. It really determines on how quickly it settles down. And what it's actually shown in the past is that it settles down really quick and is quite manageable. But on the weekend, it flared up. You know, he had sort of one movement where, you know, it flared up on him and sort of got sore. So, you know, we sort of took a largely a conservative approach there and decided to, you know, put him on ice, so to speak, and make sure he gets into his recovery process because it's just too risky to go any further. You know, that decision may have given him a chance to be able to come up for this week.
And Dan Houston had a really awkward landing and looked to have hurt his neck. What's the latest with him?
It looks like he's not too bad. He's got certainly clear of all structural damage. So it'll be just managing that concussion process and just making sure that he's okay in that space. And if he is, then he'll be okay. But again, you know, we obviously take all the necessary precaution there, and he won't be risky if we need it.
And the other one that came to light today, Jared Pollock's got some hamstring awareness or soreness, and he had some scans or is being looked at. What's the prognosis and the likelihood of him playing?
Again, I think he's more likely than not, but it'll be something that if it settles down over the next couple of days, then he should be okay. So, yeah, wouldn't know the time frame on when we make that call, but he'll certainly be given every chance to get up for this week.
Paddy Ryder, obviously, Charlie Dixon, a couple of your big tall players. Billy Frampton's an obvious name that comes to light. We know that Todd Marshall's still a couple of weeks away. Who are some of the other options that potentially could play forward?
Well, it'll be more about medium sizes, I think. And whether we go with Hoff a little bit more forward. Watts has been playing there for most of the year. The discussion will be whether, Lindsay Thomas comes in. He's been a proven goal kicker over time. Needy's obviously been playing. It doesn't fit the mould of key position types. But I think what we've seen across the entire year that's not the absolute key to success. Collingwood have managed to have one super tall down there, but they've gone with a lot of medium size. Richmond, we know, Rewald's a fantastic player, but they've managed their medium sizes and smalls throughout the game. So hopefully this is not about personnel discussions, more about style and method and the way we want to move the ball and how we can keep the ball in our front half of the ground.
Vossi, well done. Collingwood MCG, Saturday afternoon. We'll be there. All the best and have a great week.
Yeah, big game. Thanks, guys.
Michael Voss
spoke so well there.
Absolutely right. And they're reviewed it, looked at it. What do we take out of it and move on? They win against Collingwood. They're most likely guaranteeing themselves a finals chance.
Opportunity. You'd rather the opportunity. 105 of 105 minutes, they're in front.
Mm. It's that 1 second that they weren't.
Exactly.
it's hard work.
Heard what Vossi said? There was a smother. So Lysette hacks it forward. The smother was, one millimetre away. That's luck.
Yeah, but you also heard what he said when they didn't get it right when they had the ball in their hand. Yeah. That's
unforgiving.
Between
that's
making finals and not making finals, and you've got to own the moments, and they didn't. And now it's a little bit up in the air. They've got 2 weeks to go. They need to get two wins to absolutely guarantee themselves. One might be enough, so they'll be looking to lock that away this week.